So just an audio as I'm walking over by Brother Akuo, as we're out street preaching at this farmer's market. Just want to enlighten all of you, brothers and sisters that do street ministry. When the police come up, the police should always treat you respectful. They should always uphold the law. They should always inform you of the law. And they should never try to stiff arm you. They should never try to intimidate you. And that's what the police did here today. They showed up and they did not see any crime, but yet they started acting mean-spirited. And then they had the nerve to be walking around my van, looking under the van, like as if we did something wrong. This is police intimidation, and that will not stand. And so we just withstand. Paul said, do everything you can to withstand and then stand. And so I've got a bunch of articles on the teaching blog about how to deal with police. And there's oftentimes, not often, let me correct that. Most police are very, very kind and decent. But you get police officers like the one today, he thought he makes the law. And he's throwing it around like he's the law. And I reminded him, you're not the law. You represent the law. And he told me that I was preaching too loud when I'm just talking with my voice. No amp. Talking with my voice, and I do have a loud voice, but oh well, I hear people inside the farmer's market talking. And when I asked him, do you have a decibel law? He said, we're not going to talk about that. So he didn't even want to talk about the law. And then he lied and said, I'm yelling at people. And he denied that he lied. I have it right on audio. Here's my point. There's a time to say, officer, if I'm not breaking the law, I'm done. I'm going to move on. And then you move on. And so have that in your mind, because if they don't want the gospel, if they don't want the gospel, and they did not, either of them did not. They're probably church-going men, could be, or they hate God, either one. One officer was nice, the other one was kind of not nice at all. And withstand them, offer them the gospel, tell them you love them, but tell them if they don't repent, they're going to lose their souls. But don't feel like, here in America I'm speaking, that you have to talk to police, because you don't. If you're not breaking the law, walk away. Tell them I'm walking away, tell them I'm going to serve Christ in spirit and truth, and just keep moving. Because here in America, we definitely have the right to preach. And corrupt officers don't have a right, as I'm saying this to you, that same officer is driving around, circling us, driving all around, like as if we're dangerous or something. Yeah. Corrupt officers. We're living in a day. It's going to get worse here in America. I expect to be arrested one day because I'm not going to stop preaching the gospel within the law. And if they ever say you can't preach the gospel in the streets, I'm going to be arrested because I'm still going to preach it. And I'm going to rejoice. And hopefully that'll embolden brothers and sisters that know me and brothers and sisters all around the world that follow our website. Paul was emboldening people in his bonds, in his prison. And we can all be like, we're supposed to be like Brother Paul. 1 Corinthians 11:1. And so those police officers, if they're nice and they'll talk, oh, talk, give them the gospel, do all that. If you get on a law officer that's throwing his weight around, he doesn't care about the law, he's just trying to intimidate you to run you off the sidewalk here in America, free speech, oh, don't stand for that. Nope, tell him, I don't want to talk anymore, I'm going to go about my business, and unless you're breaking the law, they cannot continue to ask you to talk to them. Here's a big word you ask them, ready, street preachers? Am I being detained? If they can say, no, we see no crime we can charge you with, walk away. If they're going to detain you, then they have a right to hold you there, and they think you did a crime while they're investigating. But ask them, am I being detained? I almost got to that today with these police officers. Am I being detained? Because then I just said, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And he said, okay, go ahead, you walk away. So go listen to those dealing with police audios, and you'll see how to do it rightly, and it will bless you. And the gospel will go out, and God will be glorified. So we don't want to get fleshly. We don't want to get mean-spirited, but we definitely want to stand. And when they try to abuse the law, guess what? Last thing. The Bible says us to obey the authorities over us. That's the law. So if a police officer comes and he's corrupt and he doesn't want to obey the law, we don't obey him. We obey the law. And that's what we're talking about here today. So check that out. That will bless you. We're going back to street preaching. More and more people showing up to the farmer's market. God be praised.